There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the bill we got? I mean, the bill we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, and with that, hey, y'all. Hour number two of Midday Mobile on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along. 343-0106 for a phone call or a text. 343-0106. You have the FM Talk 106.5 app. You can leave us a talkback message. If you don't, it's free. It's waiting for you over at the App Store for iOS users. Or if you're on, if you're running an Android phone and you're hip like me, Google Play. Both places, just look for FM TALK 1065 and download the free app there and enjoy. It's like a digital multi-tool, like a Leatherman. Well, Leatherman is like saying Kleenex, meaning tissue, because Gerber's got, everybody's got a multi-tool, but it's a digital version of that, something like that. Hey, this segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I was behind one of his vehicles yesterday as they are moving all over Mobile and Baldwin County, getting rid of junk. And it could be, you know, I guess the focus for a lot of people think about 1-800-GOT-JUNK and they think about, you know, piles of boxes in the attic or furniture that needs to be out of the inside of a house. Or for a lot of us, storage units that we've accumulated junk in, we need them gone. They do all that. But Trey says, Sean, we get big stuff all the time, and meaning that like around a house. He said, above ground pools, swing sets, you know, backyard storage buildings and all the stuff in them. He said, you know, somebody will buy a house, and they like the house, but all this stuff's in the backyard. They don't want it. They don't know how they're going to get rid of it. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So you can do that, set the appointment, and I do love the fact that it's an appointment. You can go online or pick up the phone. Their name is the number, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Their website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. And you just find the day and time that works for you, set the appointment, and all you have to do when the crew gets there, whether it's out in the backyard or in a storage unit or at your office, wherever you're getting the junk gone, just point at the junk you want gone, and they'll quote your price right there on the spot. You say yes, they get to work and get it done and get it gone and out of your life. Do what I've done with this radio station, with our storage unit personally, and so many people have. You can look at the Google reviews out there, how many people have done this. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK and online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Make that appointment. All right, let's see to the text line, and I probably have to go back here a little bit. Let's see, trying to catch up. A lot of texts today, which I love. Appreciate that. So keep them coming. You can keep them coming at 343-0106. Let's see. This is back in order here. Let's see. Yeah, more about James Spann. I'm going to try to get him on the show. He's a, like I said, I don't know him. Just watched him over time, and he's seems like a good guy. Be of interest. More about Ukraine here. The rodeo, I think we answered that. This texture says, Sean, why are you sounding so judgy about medicines that are helping millions? I'm punching up. Texture, I'm punching up. That's what I'm doing. It's satire. You know, satire making fun of the Ozempic thing. It's what you do. I mean, when something gets so hot, I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm going to have to question. It's just my nature. I have a contrarian nature. Cool. Aiden sent me pictures of windmills in Texas. Yeah, you know, Aiden, I don't know what route you drove. I've driven through Texas a lot, but one of the best shows is I came through, my daughter and I a couple years ago went out to raft the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon, which I saw a bunch of fires out there. But we came in, we went up to Arkansas, did stuff with my, took my dad and my mom fishing up there and did that and then went from there. Went through Oklahoma City and went out that route. I forget what we were on. Somebody probably tell me what interstate we're on. Cutting through there. So coming up, because we're heading out to Page, Arizona, out that way. And yeah, some of the wind farms out there are epic. in that area. But it's great to see the prairies. I don't know if my daughter's brain calculated. I'm always trying to explain to her because, you know, she's gone to national parks with me. But usually the national parks are mountains or marshes or things like that, right? And so you don't spend a lot of time. And I have a little bit of a weeding obsession with the prairie and the Great Plains states and, you know, the 98th Meridian and all that kind of stuff. And just to think about how long it took us driving it, the speed limit probably, right, to get across Texas and you know, and the Llano Estacado and into New Mexico and all that, how far we, at speed, and how many hours it took in days to drive across that, and to think about American settlers doing that on horseback, foot, and in a wagon. It's just amazing. Amazing. So cool. I don't know what part you're in, but that's it's a cool drive. I'm ready to get back to doing it. Let's see here. B-Dark, if they get off their lazy butts and go to work, they wouldn't need Ozempic. Hey, did you see it came out again. The story first came out, I think, a month or two ago we had it, but now they're talking about younger age group, the fastest growth. Of course it's going to be. Why would you be surprised that the GLP weight loss drugs surge among children? Listen, they're trying to move the age here. Wasn't there a discussion in Washington trying to move for coverage, insurance coverage, to try to get it to, like, maybe I'm wrong, 9, maybe it's 12, maybe it's something like 9 or 12, something like that. I remember hearing this story and immediately going on my online stock and saying, how much more Novo Nordisk do I need to buy to get in on that money? If they start, you know, just moving the age groups, they can have it, more people on it. This is great. This is from Travis on the text line. Said, I did a lot of growing up as a young buck working at 1-800-GOT-JUNK under Trey's leadership. He's a great guy and a great company. It's great to hear, Travis. And glad you're listening. And Trey is, he's good people. He's good people, and he's a homeboy. And, you know, he's built this. Yeah, I'd say he's 18 years doing this with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I'm proud to know him, for sure. Right. So we can come back. I know that there's some discussion here, more discussion on the Ozempic stuff we can get into. It just came off of a story that Erica Thomas had over at 1819 News that said, according to UAB, Ozempic, Mounjaro, and similar weight loss shots are causing an increase in overdoses. People are overdosing on this stuff. Like, a bit of satire, but I called it way back when. I said, hey, listen, it's going to be a street drug, and then people are going to go out and OD on this. Oh, and did you hear it at the national news? They slipped this in. That Nextdoor app is relaunching, I guess. It says over at ZDNet.com, said Nextdoor's redesigned app adds emergency alerts, news, and AI-powered recommendations. But you can still talk about your neighbor. I don't know if this would save it. It seems like the use, I still subscribe to Nextdoor. I've made radio shows in the past about the things I see on Nextdoor, because the things that scare people or they're worried about, and some of it's very, very funny. And it's really just, it's no matter how big a city it is, it's a small town app where people are just gossiping about each other or upset. So, but now they're relaunching Nextdoor, which I was upset when I saw the story. I went back, there was a Twitter follow, back then it was Twitter X now, Best of Nextdoor, that took all these crazy Nextdoor posts from around the country and put them all in one stream. I went and checked it. They haven't updated it since last year. But if you want to go see some of the classics, Best of Nextdoor on X or Twitter is pretty good. Yeah, man, I can't go a week without Nextdoor to hear about whose dogs are loose or who's riding too fast through the neighborhood and all that. I mean, the AI version of that should be interesting. All right, be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 120 FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. 343-0106 for the text line and the phone line. Catch some of those texts here in just a second. Right now, let me check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars and talk some inventory with me, man.
Yeah, man, we got some new inventory going to be here this afternoon or first thing in the morning. We got a real nice Hyundai Santa Fe. It's going to have a third row seat. So those folks that are needing a third row, right at maybe under $10,000. We got another Silverado truck coming in, which we've already got two or three on the ground. And a new, another Atlas, Volkswagen Atlas, which is a third row vehicle. And that's Volkswagen's big utility. Man, they are some kind of nice.
So if you got some bodies to move from here to there, you've got the vehicles for us.
Absolutely. I mean, if you got to take them to school or you got to take them to the casino, we got something that'll move them.
Take the kids to the casino and the old people to school, something like that. Tell them how to find
Maybe
you.
Maybe we should be sending them to church instead of the casino.
Maybe that's right. How do they find you? What's your, if they've never been there, how do they find you?
We are just south of I-10. It's extremely easy. You get off exit 15A off I-10, and we are 1 mile south. It's the third red light. We're on the corner on the left at the red light. So if you miss us, you're not looking. Go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com. Everything's on the website. And you can give us a call as well, 251-375-0068.
Thanks, David.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. There goes David at LCM Motor Cars. All right, get a couple of these texts here. And let's see. This is Mr. S on the text line. He said, I got a question. I thought it was no gambling in Alabama. I just left the dog track playing slots and hit for 800. I guess my first response to this text is, can you let me hold? I got to fill some gas and some boats this weekend for the road. Can you let me hold 400 of that? I get it back to you. Let me hold. So gambling in the state of Alabama, Mr. S, I don't know. Like, we go through this, right? So certain things, the video bingo is legal, right, on tribal lands. By the way, the Alabama Supreme Court has deemed it, what's going on at the Milton McGregor Legacy Dog Track facilities is illegal, but it still happens. The dog track, I think, in Mobile, somebody can correct me on this, I think is under PCI, but I'm not sure if it is or not. I remember the discussion before. Did you play regular slots? Because remember they were talking about it was in a way, because, I mean, government makes a law and the market figures out a way around it, right? That's the way it is. Remember at one point they were going to have historic horse racing. I think that's how the people were betting because it was supposed to be a game of skill and not chance. They would take like horse races that happened, like not even big ones. Horse, and then you bet on the horse, and then it runs the video, and then if the horse wins, then you win the money. I mean, it's like the Byzantine nature, the maze-like way we go through to get to the thing where people want to gamble. When, you know, I remember there was a discussion. I don't know if they put that into the mix down there or not. So, Mr. S, I don't know. You say slots, like was it video bingo or was it real slot machine? I don't know. And this is one of the areas, and believe me, you can. Fill up a big boat with the areas I'm ignorant in, and this is one of them, how all the gambling. I mean, I watch the laws of what happens in Montgomery, but I really don't know how gambling works. And yes, okay, PCI owns a Mobile Greyhound Park. Yeah, Porch Creek's owned the dog track. And it's full of slot machines, as Texture says. So y'all, see, I wouldn't know this. So are they like, so I went out to Vegas in February, went out to that the Sphere to see the Eagles, which was incredible, by the way. And so I saw a lot of the different machines in Vegas. I'm fairly ignorant on gambling. Are they like the slot machines like I'd see in Biloxi or Vegas? I mean, are they real slot machines or you pull the thing and you line the, or is it some kind of like, it's almost like bingo? Please let me know. So it's full of slot machines. Are they, I guess, give me a descriptor. Are they like a Biloxi slot machine or are they some kind of, well, you're really playing bingo, but it looks like a slot machine. So you want to talk about things screwed up here. And this is what comes out of Montgomery. We talk about every year how important what happens up on Goat Hill is. So we focus on it on all our shows, what's going on in Montgomery during session. Because things get passed. I mean, we can go the question about gambling, right? And I mean, we almost should have a frequently asked question page on our webpage, because people say, well, why can't we have a lottery? And then Jeff and I both have gone in and on depth of the way the political framework is in Montgomery, why you can't just get a clean lottery. And then if I'm the Porch Creeks, if I'm PCI, I have no reason to enter into a deal that doesn't make sense for me, because I'm not gonna, the starving entities in any kind of deal are the state and the legacy dog track people. PCI, they're making money. They've got it figured out. The other groups want to pass something, but PCI wants to get something more. And I mean, and I don't blame them in a business aspect. They don't have to take a deal that doesn't work for them. Therefore, you have people in Montgomery that are not going to vote through a straight lottery. It's going to have riders on it. And those riders and different kind of gambling, the gaming thing is a term that, a term that comes out of Montgomery or politics. It's gambling. And that's not, I'm not using it as pejorative. It's just, it's gambling. Gaming is what I think my child is probably doing on his computer right now. That's gaming. But the game, you get all this additional stuff added to it, and it hits quagmire every time we've seen it. So therefore, we're left with this even quasi or anti-logical system of how gambling works in our state. And we sit there, and they probably won't touch it in this session, but maybe sessions that they'll come back up with something else. Makes no sense. And you can look down the things that come out of Montgomery. It's like here we sit with the medical marijuana or whatever, medical cannabis, whatever they call it. 4 years ago, they passed the laws to set up the infrastructure, set up medical marijuana. So people, I mean, I had Senator Belson was on the show in the old days. And he, I mean, absolutely convinced me when he showed me the stuff they were doing. And he's now kind of gotten cold on it. But he was showing me what they were doing at UAB for kids with the CBD and all that. Like, it was effective for certain people with certain conditions in our state. So they pass this. Republican supermajority passes this. But they set up a system so Byzantine that nobody knew who's on first. And here we sit 4 years later, and the people that needed the medical marijuana are not getting it, at least through a legal state means. I mean, they wrote a law that was like doomed to fail. And same thing would have happened, I think, on a gambling side. They point out, too, that in the meantime, so the farm bill passes, and you have stores come in and fill the legal niche in the market. I talked to Sheriff Lowry about this the other day. Jennifer Boozer on this station with Sweet Home Cannabama, talked about it. They passed another law, HB 445, this year, that they say, well, we're not putting these stores out of business. It's a backdoor put them out of business. Like in the THC or CBD drinks, I don't know which one's in them. I think it's THC, the drink things. You talked about this with the sheriff the other day. You have to have like a 15,000-foot store with an X number of feet wide storefront to be able to have the stuff in your store. We're picking, it's the ABC board thing. We're picking winners in our state instead of letting the free market decide. And so they said, okay, well, there were some abusers out there. You know what you do if people were selling illegal things out of their stores? And you shut them down. Bust them. Don't bust the people doing it legally, but come back to the same question I've asked here for 3 weeks. That people that own these shops can't find out what's legal. We know the flower and the smokable thing is illegal. That part makes sense. Okay, can't have that. And then you can't have what they call synthetics or synthesized. We read the definition of that the other day on there. So does that mean a gummy? Does that mean a tincture? These people don't know if they're going to be shut down, and the state can't tell them what's legal or not. That's horrible. It's a horrible set to set somebody up like that. To pick winners, to say certain stores are going to make it. We're not shutting you down, but you are. You're shutting them down in so many words. And they don't know what the law is. And they can't even get a license till January 1st, legally through the state. But they can be busted for not having a license between now and then. And stuff I say, too, don't get mad at law enforcement. Law enforcement's enforcing laws. Get mad at the legislature that makes laws that nobody can figure out. So, Mr. S., I have no idea why you're playing slots at the dog track. It's all fine, but other than that it's our fair state of Alabama. Coming right back. News coming your way next.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 1:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Check in with Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Talk about what's new at the shop. What you got, Anna?
Well, we just got in yesterday the part of the new collection of the Zombie Bucks, where they basically take in different animals of different world coins and zombified them so they look like they're undead.
Wow, good. Why not?
I mean, it's been pretty popular. The first set is already pretty much sold out. You can't get them anymore.
Okay.
But the two newest ones they've added is an elephant.
A zombie elephant? Zombie elephant.
Yes, a zombie elephant. Yes. And the other design was a zombul is what they called it.
So if you're into zombies, collecting coins, and enjoying the appreciation in price in silver, you've got that trifecta going on right now.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And then there's other gifts. We do jewelry. We've got some puzzle rings. A lot of people seek after those because it's like it's several bands that intertwine together to form like a puzzle, and it becomes one ring.
Okay. Believe me, y'all, I mean, you go in the shop, you see there's so many things there, a small sampling of what's available at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. So tell folks how to find you.
We're at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile, just block west of Little Flower Catholic School and Church.
Hey, thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
All right, Anna checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And we bring on most popular guest host around here in these parts and throughout the state of Alabama. And you can read her work at 1819news.com. It's and I'll start this. She's waging a war against chipmunks at her house. But I want to point out that this is... If y'all go to our Facebook page, because Leanna took something from my Facebook page and put it on the radio station's Facebook page, that is a picture, you can see the timestamp, from my driveway this morning. I told y'all I live in the country. And while I see bears and I see coyotes on the property, I have a bear and a coyote in my driveway this morning. I don't know if they're squaring off. People think they're friends and hanging out. I don't think that's so... April, y'all can see that on our Facebook page, FM Talk 106.5 on Facebook. Yeah. April Marie, you've got chipmunks. I got a black bear and a coyote in my driveway.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you win for a scary driveway thing. I will say that in addition to my chipmunks, which are, it's really bad, pervasive at this point. They're everywhere. For gifty, reproducing like rabbits, there's reproducing like chipmunks, and I've got a problem with them. But the other thing is now we do have rabbits. We have like regular, you know, we've got pet rabbits at the house, but we have regular white-tailed
cotton-tailed rabbits
hopping around our
street. That's
cool.
That's good.
There's got to be three of them. There could be four, but there's at least three.
Well, don't worry. There'll be more soon. Because, you know, they do like rabbits. Yeah, you know, I will point this out too. That
I want to know what happens on your video, by the way. Did your cam pick up what happened 45 seconds from the moment the still shot you?
No, I don't. I don't have. Look, other pictures are coming in now. I think that I've got the bear would win that one between the. Well, I pointed out it's like the Jungle Book is playing out in my driveway there. With a Kayla and Baloo out there, but I don't know that they're exactly friends. I think the it probably didn't work well for the coyote in that picture. But yeah, y'all can check that out over at the Facebook page. But it's cool. It's like I'd rather have that than somebody, you know, have vehicular traffic in front of me. I'd rather have bears walking in front of me. I think it's more fun.
So did you actually see this or just get
no? No, this is just on one of the cameras.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
Yeah, you need to find the person you like the least and ask them to go see what happened.
They don't do that. I'll stop on the way in this afternoon and go see if there's any fur in the road. But, I mean, they're just doing just animal stuff.
You know, just regular stuff. All right, I do want to shift gears for a second here, because last week, I want to bring us back to last week, or maybe the week before, you, which I always love a contrary opinion, and you had a contrary opinion when it came to what Bondi said, what President Trump said about the Epstein files, tapes, whatever we're calling it, the Epstein stuff. And you're like, maybe we're overreacting to this?
So, you know, and I've had this unpopular opinion. Apparently it's so unpopular that I've now done 3 or 4 radio hits on it. I did an hour on it on Monday. But here's the thing is, I went back and read the charging documents for Epstein. I went back and read the charging documents and some of the publicly released information on Maxwell. And what I have cut, the conclusion I've come looking at, and my daughter just walking through closing 2 doors, the conclusion I came to is that a lot of this is like a game of telephone, but it's the worst version of telephone that you've ever seen, because it's a telephone aided by bots and aided by people with their own agendas and aided by people sitting in their mom and dad's basement. There is not, in those charging documents, there's nothing to suggest that everybody who ever took a picture with Epstein or ever flew on his plane is a part of a illegal child.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I think there are people that had, and you've said, you know, once an announcement of that name gets made, then people make assumptions about them. I got it.
Well, look at Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew will never recover.
Well, I think
from
Prince Andrew
allegations.
Yeah, but I mean, they're pretty strong against him, right?
It's one woman with one photograph. He says that they had like consensual, and I don't even it doesn't even say if they had actual sex or just sexual whatever. She said she does give him a massage, and that seems to be a lot of people have in their head what Epstein was doing and what this trafficking meant, and it's not the reality. Well, Epstein was getting, and by the way, God forbid this this is someone's child, but what they were doing is they were looking for vulnerable children, primarily from single mother households between the ages of 14 and 18 or 14 and 19, depending. And they were taking these young girls, they were teaching them how to give, air quotes, sensual massages.
And they were letting
them change clothes or undress, and then doing video voyeurism, so catching that on camera. Having these girls taking them on shopping sprees, letting them kind of live this high life, but in exchange for this world they would, you know, they which would never know, they were doing this stuff, which is so many sorts of illegal and wrong. This is human trafficking, obviously, before we were talking about human trafficking. But online, you would think that these files are going to show some really depraved, you know, movie style, you know, women in a warehouse kind of thing. No, this was a lot of underage girls. The woman particularly, and she obviously committed suicide, the woman at the Prince Andrew thing, she was 17 when they met, and where they were, 17 was the age of consent. And so she's saying her case was predicated on the idea that she met Epstein before she was 17. He groomed her into participating in, you know, massaging or whatever.
The massaging thing. Come on.
That's what the videos are showing.
Pam Bondi said, and this is the problem. Like I've said, it's more, and you know, President Trump now out saying this is a Democrat hoax. It's gone from a thing they campaigned on, right, through every misstep. Now they're saying it's a Democrat hoax. Give me a break. This is the more you say there's nothing to see here. There are people. It's not just a person in the basement or the people running bots out there. The more you say this, the more people that weren't even really tuned in on this, I'll raise my hand, are like, what's the story here? I mean, you're saying that the more you say there's nothing here, there is something here, and you campaigned on it. You had your people saying that there's something here. And Pam Bondi comes out and says, well, we can't release stuff because it's child pornography. First of all, none of us want it released. How about you go through it and identify the adults in the dang thing? We don't have to talk about the name. What adult was in the video with somebody underage and put their name out?
In Epstein's the filings against Epstein and his indictment and some of the court records that were released and some of the charging documents and different things that were released, it said that he himself was going through, and early on it was one or two girls at a time, and then he had a full rotation depending on where he was, whether he was in New York or whether he was in Florida or whether he was at the island or whether he was wherever. So it'd be 5 to 10 at a time. So when you're looking at that, if you've got 5 to 10, and I apologize, if you've got 5 to 10 people at a time, that number's 50 really quick. And that these are, and I know, it, so you're saying there's video of, you know, what's the video? Video of girls undressing, video of girls giving sensual massages while he's naked and while he's participating in sex acts. There's all sorts of stuff out there, but there's no evidence, and there hasn't been, that this was a widespread, you know, conspiracy involving every A-lister in Hollywood and every politician he gave to or knew.
Okay, so then why there are some people participating in it, so why haven't they been frog marched out? Why do you say that there's nothing to see here and now this is a hoax?
Because this is not somebody in their mom's basement now saying it.
This is, I mean, regular people are going, what's going on here?
So here's what happened. Do you remember playing the game of telephone as a child? Mm-hmm. Where you're like, I heard this thing, where you would sit around a table and you would tell your friend something, but you could only say it once and it would get this. So Epstein was charged with human trafficking. Glassine was charged, Maxwell was charged with trafficking and with solicitation and with intent, all this intent. They were charged with one another. She would go find girls for him. Then those girls would be brought into their lifestyle and their fold. And then they would continue to travel with them long past when they were of age. So say a girl starts, meets him at 16, spends 2 years in Palm Beach getting wine, dined, purchased Louis Vuitton, all the things, right? Then at 18, she's flying to his island and she's getting involved with other men. She's still a victim of Epstein's, but she's not
that
a victim
grooming.
Of the man on the island.
That's grooming. I mean, you just laid it out, right? That he gets them, and they were as young as 14, if not younger than that. But so, I mean, there's
14 is where it started, and that's horrific, by the way. I mean, 14 is a ninth grader, and so that it's awful. And by no stretch of the imagination am I saying any of this is okay. But what I'm saying are the people who are going or saying that, you know, there's evidence of all of this stuff. It's not in the publicly available court documents. That original binder, that's silly.
Yeah, why did
binder,
they? Why did they do that? Why the same administration that has the big flourish here? We're going to hand over the binders, and there's these people walking around in circles out front, these bloggers and all that. It's the same one that now, I mean, you see it that from the Truth Social post, yes, that came out today. That says from Trump, says scams and hoaxes are all the Democrats are good at. It's all they have. They are no good at governing, no good at policy, no good at picking winning candidates. Their new scam is what we will forever call the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. And my past supporters have bought this BS hook, line, and sinker. They haven't learned their lesson and probably never will, even after being conned by the lunatic left for 8 long years. I'm not somebody who's been on this story for all that time. I'm the guy on the story now that says you made a big deal about it. Now you're saying it's nothing to see here. I'm not buying it.
Well, and here's what I believe about that. I believe that Bongino, that Pam Bondi, that Kash Patel, and maybe even years ago before Trump himself believed there was going to be something there. When they got there, they believed they were going to be able to be the ones who shine, put a light on something. They were able to do something. They get in there. If you read that DOJ memo, which everybody needs to read, the documents I'm telling you about, when you read the DOJ memo, they get there, and documents they want to release, they can't because they're under court seal. There's active investigations going on. There's an active appeal for Maxwell. There's active things going on, and they can't open it up. Egg on their face, and they just haven't handled it well.
Well, that's an understatement of not handling it well. But this is, if I'm advising, like, how this should be played, let's say they're in that situation. Let's play devil's, I'll be in your law firm. Then we spin it a different way. Instead of coming out and saying, everybody who is interested in this, you know, I mean, from Trump last week going, who's talking about Epstein? Nobody's talking about it. That's like the emperor has no clothes. Everybody's talking about it. So you should say, hey, I know everybody's talking about this. Here's what we know. But they didn't do that. And now for him to come out and say, you know, these people, this is a hoax and they've fallen for a hoax. I'm at a loss here.
Yeah, and I think that the big
this is the
thing
worst PR rollout ever.
Well, and what was in that first binder? What was in that first binder is are the documents I'm quoting, the documents that are publicly available. And those people, everybody who got a binder, who then had months to review it, should have come out and really talked about, okay, this is what we have, and this is why we wasn't given more. There's no part two. I think what happened is absolutely a case of they overpromised, they could not deliver because it was not there, and then they did not. They did not do message it well, and Trump is so frustrated because, which is obvious by all of his messages, because he didn't realize to the extent that this was and had been played up by those three people who he very much trusts and support, and so he's in a position where he's decided to take the side of those who made this mess the mess it is.
It is a mess. I mean, you've got. And I don't think we're getting.
I think it's a messaging mess.
It's a mess.
But I think, again, there is no evidence that there was a.
Why were they taking videos? Why do you think you talk about the videos? Whether it's the sports massage with people out with their clothes off or whatever. Why are they taking those videos?
Dude, every now and again, I'll come in my house, and if my phone is dead, my geofencing won't turn off my cameras. I'm telling you, I do that on accident.
But you're not, you don't have like a camera in a massage parlor with underage girls massaging some dude.
But this video voyeurism has been around for years, and it is horrific, and it is a crime. But if this man had 24/7 for years videos of every room in his house, and he had cycled through 50 women himself, and they're 7 days a week, a woman coming over every day of the week, you end up with hundreds of hours of videos. And again, whether
but it's not him and the girls, it's other people in the girls. Why in the world would you take those?
But why?
Because those people were going to be compromised by their behavior.
There's an assumption there are videos that include other people.
Well, Pam Bondi said there's 10,000 hours. Is it 10,000 hours of him?
It could be of girls changing in his to go to his pool, girls who are staying overnight and are getting undressed or taking a shower. Those hours add up, and so there is nothing. That's the thing, is there's a jump. These videos exist, and then there's a huge jump online of what the video are in the videos. The documents, the charging documents, and the other documents lay out some of what are in these videos. He just had cameras all around in his house, and it caught what it caught. Now, did it catch Bill Clinton with somebody, or Trump with somebody, or name a famous person? I'm just, by the way, naming famous names here. With people, there's no evidence of that, because if they had on camera, Bob Smith or Bob Jones, throw out a generic name, getting these sensual massages and touching people's privates and seeing underage girls, those people would have been indicted. But they don't have that. They have all this video. So basically, people are out there screaming, show me the underage girl getting undressed so that I know myself personally with my eyes.
There might be nobody else
in the room.
Well, there's probably some sicko there. But just like I said when Pam Bondi first said it, we don't want to see. We're not asking for this to be released. We're asking for this. You go through law enforcement that's looked at this stuff and identify the grown person in the damn room. And just tell us, and if that has to go into evidence in court or whatever, we're not asking for that to be released. We're asking for, tell me who else is in there.
But that's making an assumption that someone else is in there committing a crime that has not been indicted.
You don't believe that there are people that may be on camera there that have not been indicted?
I don't believe that there's enough evidence to indict somebody who's sitting out there that they have on camera and lockdown evidence of, and they are choosing not to indict. I don't believe there has been a conscious effort by local authorities, federal authorities, and two administrations to look at this and go, you know what? Because what would have been a win for Bondi, for Cash, for Bongino, is to find at least one person to indict. You know they wanted at least one person to indict, to say, aha, Biden was sleeping on this.
Oh, I agree, but something, people ask why they have been stopped, and we're going to run out of time, but people have been asked, why did they stop?
Because there's no This is not a crisis. And by the way, rather than being angry about this, we should celebrate this. For years, people have thought there were a lot more victims, a lot more perpetrators running free, probably more additional victims of the perpetrators. Now we find out none of that is the case. And everybody's like, boo, I wanted there to be child rapists everywhere.
I'm happy if it was not true. That would be the greatest thing. But I still have my questions. Okay, I appreciate you being the contrarian. That is, it's needed here. Iron sharpens iron. So I do appreciate that. They're waving me off that I'm at the end of the show. So can we pick this up next week or on a show in the future?
Love you, mean it. See you soon.
All right, there goes next April Marie Fogel. And we'll be right back to wrap it up.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
I hate that happened so late in the show, and because I don't have time blindness that we talked about yesterday, I had to wrap it up. We've just gone right into the Vine Bomb show. So many texts. Let me try to read a few of these here. Come on, April Marie. Really? This is classic. It's never the crime, it's the cover-up. I was born at night, but not last night. Doggone it. Let's see, this said, Donald Trump is part of this mess. You all know he is, and this, I love when people say, you know he is, you know he is, and this is why they don't want to release, thank you. I don't know that he is, but he's stepped in it here big time, in my opinion. Mommy Issue says she's tripping over her own argument. Sean, no one believes her. Those binders were at Trump's direction. Give her a shovel. She's burying Trump even more. But he's burying himself in this. I 100% agree with y'all. Sorry I couldn't get to all the text, but we'll do a show again tomorrow. We'll have a chance to pick it back up. Paul Feinbaum Show on the way next.